Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the narcissist and boundaries. Now, why is this important? I had a lot of people reach out to me and say, well, I can't leave my narcissistic husband or, you know, my narcissistic wife. I'm in a situation. A lot of people are dealing with, you know, they're financially dependent on somebody or there's kids and they can't just walk out of a situation like that. So they were saying, you know, how do you deal with somebody who's narcissistic? And, you know, you want to set up boundaries and everything like that. Well, here's the thing, you guys. It really depends on where you are in your relationship and how narcissistic your partner is. Remember, there's different degrees of narcissism and there's different kinds of narcissists. So you really have to know the person that you're dealing with and just how far you can push them and how far you can't. If you're with someone who's a malignant narcissist who can be violent to the point where you're walking on eggshells, that is a very dangerous situation for a lot of people. And you can't just, you know, you can't just take on a narcissist like that head on, or you could put yourself in a dangerous position. So you have to know who you're dealing with and what you could, how far you can push them. And you also have to know yourself as to how much you're willing to take, okay? You have to look at the relationship and you have to say to yourself, am I happy in this relationship or am I miserable? Or are there little things that I could do to kind of make the relationship better? Now, the key to healthy relationships are boundaries. And this is what is lacking with a lot of people today. A lot of people don't have any boundaries whatsoever, and their partner just runs and does whatever they want to do. Okay. In other words, you may be involved with somebody, they ghost you, they stay out all night, you've talked yourself blue in the face, you maybe had, you know, yelling, shouting, arguments with them, and they still do whatever they want. Okay. When you're in a situation like that, you have to have boundaries where you know, set up your rules of what you will put up with and what you won't. If this is something that you cannot live with, you've got to put that boundary up with that person, and there's got to be a consequence. See, this is the thing. People, they have these boundaries, but there's no consequence. And you've got to decide, what is the consequence of this person breaking your boundaries? In other words, if your partner goes out and you tell them, listen, keep in touch with me, you know, just shoot me a text or call me, let me know you're okay. And they like defiantly don't do it because they feel like they shouldn't have to do it or anything like that. You two are not on the same page. And this is going to cause problems and a lot of arguments because your partner's not respecting your wishes. So you're either going to put up with that or you're going to say, I'm not going to put up with that. But it's up to you to do some soul searching and decide, okay, what could I put up with and what can I put up with? Okay. If you're dealing with a partner that, let's say you're in a situation where they're constantly cheating on you. All right. And but you can't leave because you're financially dependent on that person, or you have children or something like that. You're in a miserable situation and the person has the upper hand on you. It takes a lot of strength to leave a situation like that. And in order to leave a situation like that, you've got to have your money right. You've got to have a support system. You can't confront somebody like that if they're a very violent type of person or anything like that, because you put yourself in danger. And, you know, you have to really be careful and know who you're dealing with. But in the beginning, when you deal with any kind of relationship, whether somebody's narcissistic or not narcissistic, you've got to have your boundaries. You've got to communicate to the other person what you will accept and what you won't accept. Will you accept them, you know, having female friends or male friends and meeting them for lunch, as an example? Will you accept that? Or, you know, there's got to be a boundary as to if they have friends. How friendly are they with those friends? It's one thing to have friends. You've got to give people freedom. You can't lock somebody in a box or they're just going to resent you. But you have to, you know, you've got to be reasonable about it. And the other person also has to respect your wishes to the point where it's like, you know, they don't make outsiders or third parties a priority over their relationship with you. The relationship that you have with your partner takes priority over everything, okay? Except when we talk about children. That's, you know, children always come first, all right? But as far as anything, the extended family, their parents, your parents, your siblings, their friends, your friends, the relationship between the two of you comes first, okay? And each one of you needs to recognize that. So that's when you set up boundaries, when you feel like, okay, your partner is spending more time, let's say, with their family than they're spending with you, or they're prioritizing their family over you, or they're prioritizing their friends over you. Then there is an imbalance, because even though they're not having a physical, intimate relationship, they're emotional, they're focusing emotionally on an outside source than putting it into the relationship itself with you, in which case the relationship with you is going to start to lack, okay? So this is what I mean about boundaries. You have to know what you can accept and what you can't accept. Now, when we talk about dealing with a narcissistic person, you guys, here's the deal with narcissists, all right? A lot of narcissists are bullies, all right? This is what it comes down to. It's their way or the highway. And when you try to put boundaries on somebody like that, a lot of times they're not going to abide by that. A lot of times they're going to just yes you and do what they want, or, you know, they're just going to defiantly do what they want, okay? And that's why I tell you, you've got to have consequences. Now, if you're dealing with somebody that is so narcissistic, so selfish, that can't even consider your feelings whatsoever, they have a total, total lack of empathy, that is a no-win situation. And if you're in a situation like that and you're locked into a relationship or a marriage like that, you've got to make up your mind. You have to say to yourself, either I'm going to live like this because this person is not going to change. If they can't see a problem with themselves or what they're doing, you can't fix it, okay? So you're either going to have to put up with that crap, or you're going to have to get yourself on your feet and be able to walk away from that. And if you're financially dependent on them, you're going to have to try to find a way to have your own financial independence, okay? Maybe it's a side business. Maybe it's borrowing money from a friend or a family member to get out, to get on your feet, okay? Or something along those lines. You can't, here it is, you guys. When you're dependent on someone else, that's why I always say, never ever put yourself in a position where you're dependent on somebody, okay? Whether it's financially or emotionally, where you feel weak, you can't be alone or anything like that, or you can't support yourself, or, you know, you feel very, you have no self-confidence because you're relying on that other person to validate you. You've got to make yourself 100% whole. And how do you do that? You take care of yourself, okay? This is what we mean by self-love. You take care of yourself. You get your money right. You work towards a goal, okay? You don't have to be rich, but you have to be able to take care of yourself so that you don't have to go running to somebody else to help you with something, okay? You could do it on your own. You have to be able to feel good about yourself. Take care of how you look, when you look better, your health. If there's something that you're not happy with, the way you look, try to change it. If you feel you need to lose 10, 15 pounds, you walk an extra 15 minutes a day. You make the effort. If you want change, you've got to go outside your comfort level and make that change, okay? If you truly want to, you know, have your freedom and be independent and not have to, you know, abide by what someone else does because you're codependent on them. And another thing too is when we deal with boundaries, you guys, it's very hard to have boundaries with people that you are reliant on, okay? Because you have no bargaining chip. If you're, let's say that you have a partner and your partner is paying the rent and everything like that, it's very hard for you to have boundaries with a person like that and say, listen, I don't want you, you know, going out on Friday night with your friends or something like that, because that person's going to throw back in your face and say, well, you have nothing to say. I pay the bills here and I'm going to do what I want. All right. A lot of times they're going to do that to you and you're in a spot. But if you're in a situation where you could take care of yourself and you could walk out that door, that person will think twice about pushing your boundaries because they don't want to lose you. So when it comes to boundaries, remember this, okay? If they've got you, in a situation where they know that you're not going anywhere, where, for instance, they've cheated on you, but you haven't left them because you're hoping they'll change, and they know that, you know, you're so into them and you're sweating them, they are not, they're going to be less likely to follow your boundaries. You have to put them in a position where they feel like, you know what? You don't need them. They could lose you. And if they don't care about losing you, then you're not losing anything if they walk away. You've lost nothing. You've actually did yourself a favor than be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't care whether you're there or not. So in a situation like that, you probably are better walking out the door, okay? But it's all about you and what you'll accept, and it's about who you're dealing with and the degree of toxicity that you're dealing with. Like we say all the time, you know, oh, you know, a lot of people are narcissistic and, you know, everybody's got narcissism in them and this and that. But it's like I told you guys before, there's different degrees of how narcissistic somebody can be and how much empathy somebody could have. So you've got to evaluate your partner and you've got to evaluate how much you could put up with. And if you're going down a spiral of destruction because you have somebody that is so incredibly selfish that will never ever bend, and you're just basically, you're existing, but you're not living, okay? If you want to live, you have to recognize, and you've put up those boundaries, and this person is not ignoring your boundaries or just yesing you, then it's up to you to walk out and say, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this. You know what? If I'm in a situation where I'm dependent on them, let me get myself together so that I can be independent and not dependent on them and take this crap, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. You want to be independent so that you know, don't have to rely on that other person. And the more you have to rely on somebody, the more crap you're going to be taking, okay? But, you know, I went a little bit off the path when we're talking about the boundaries and the narcissists. There's certain boundaries a narcissist is going to follow depending on the narcissist, and there's certain boundaries they won't, okay? So you have to, in a sense, know the narcissist that you're dealing with. If they feel that they need you, that you are offering something to them, some kind of supply to them, they will try to stay within the boundaries. But if they feel that they could replace you or something along those lines, then boundaries will not work with them, okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. I hope it helps you guys and you think about it and really, you know, decide how you want to live your life, okay? Don't just float or drift your life away, okay? Because you're going to wake up one day, you're going to look at that other person, or that other person's going to walk out on you for some reason because the relationship was toxic, and you're going to say, why did I put up with all of these things and this person kept breaking my boundaries and I stayed there, okay? You know, if you stay in it and somebody keeps breaking your boundaries, guess what? Your word means nothing and your value means nothing, and especially if you're dealing with a narcissist that thinks they're superior to you, all right? You have to let these people know that you're not going to take that, okay? You're not going to take that. And the only way you could build yourself up is to be your own independent person, all right? Hope that helps you guys. If it did, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.